Podcast here at Cedar Ridge. Welcome to everybody. If this is your first time here, we hope you feel especially at home. Thank you for coming. We've got lots planned for today where we can go out and walk around, work on some service projects. We'll talk more about that later. Also, welcome to everybody on Zoom. Great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. We're all here together as one community. So today we're celebrating Earth Day. It was, today isn't Earth Day, but it's the closest Sunday to it. So we always mark that important event in the calendar. And today we're also celebrating our new solar farm. You can't actually see it from where we're all sat, but behind us is nearly 8 acres of solar panels. Earth Day is a time when we celebrate the beauty of the Earth. And I think today is just almost like a perfect day to do that, isn't it? And if you walk around our property, you'll see the beauty. You can see some of the blossoms on the trees here. Go into our woods, you'll see loads of wildflowers that have come up. A few buttercups just starting to come up as well in the meadows and on the grasses. So lots of really beautiful things to see and to celebrate, to touch, to smell, to taste even. We celebrate the gift that this planet is to us. But at the same time, we also reflect on Earth Day on the fact that we haven't really, as human beings, taken especially good care of the planet. And in particular, we've consumed a lot that's resulted in carbon emissions and pollution, and that's resulted in climate change that is seriously damaging the planet and causing all kinds of problems for lots of animals, lots of plants, and lots of human beings like you and me. So it's a day when we're also kind of sad in a way as we reflect on that. But that's where our solar farm comes in, because in order to address climate change, we have to find new ways of creating energy, clean ways of creating energy. And that's what solar energy is all about. And so this solar field behind, which I hope you can go and see a little bit later on, just walk around there. We'll have Brian and Franny are going to be explaining all about solar power as well. And Ruth will talk about that a little bit more after we've sung another song, because there's different activities we can do as well as service projects. So you can find out all about solar, but it's a clean way of producing energy. And our solar field is going to produce 2 megawatts that go out to up to 350 families. It's called community solar because not everybody can put solar panels on their houses or where they live. They may not live in a suitable place. They may not own their own property, may not be able to afford solar panels. So this means that more people can have access to solar power. And in particular, a third of the families that will tap into this power will be low to middle income. We're really wanting to look out for people who might not normally be able to afford solar power. So this is good news, right? We're generating that energy. We're sort of working obviously with a lot of other people who are also taking action. For instance, in Montgomery County, in Maryland as a whole, they've set goals for renewable energy. The solar goals alone will not be reached if we just put solar panels on rooftops. We've got to find other ways. We've got to find ways of making change and perhaps making costly change at times, difficult change, in order to preserve the future. We've paid a cost for the solar field that we have, and that is we lost nearly 8 acres of meadowland. And we really miss that. We grieve that loss. But at the same time, we're doing everything we can to preserve our other meadows and really look after the wildlife that use this property as their habitat. And even the way the installation and the operation of the solar panels is engineered, it's with nature in mind. So we're doing everything we can. You'll see a few pictures in your program today. Last week, I made the important announcement that our meadowlarks are back. Now, meadowlarks are these beautiful birds. We've had a pair nesting here for many, many years. And I always write down I keep a nature journal. That's the sort of thing that OCD people do. I write down when I saw, a particular bird return from migration and that kind of thing, write down different species that I've seen. And I was looking at last year's journal, and it was April the 12th was when we saw the meadowlarks first come back. And they spend the winter in South America, and they fly all the way back here, come right back to the same spot where we are, over in that back meadow. And I hadn't seen them, and I was thinking, maybe it's because of the solar panels, maybe they're not going to return. And then last Sunday, Easter morning, I heard them singing, got my binoculars out and saw them, they'd actually come back. So that's just fantastic. The swallows are back. We're doing everything we can to take care of the animals, including dogs, who use this property in a clean way, right? So you'll also see pictures there of monarch butterflies. Last week on the farm, when we were working out there last Saturday, I saw a monarch butterfly. They're back. You know, they've come back from Mexico, and they'll be laying their eggs on milkweed. You see a picture of milkweed. We have lots of milkweed growing on the property. We're taking care of all of that because we have hope as a community. We call ourselves a community of hope. We have hope because we believe that God has not given up on the planet, and God has not given up on us. And it may seem dark and difficult, and there's a long way to go, but we're not going to give up because we're not giving up on hope. And I think that's a sort of a metaphor in some respects for our own lives. I don't know about you, but when I've been through really difficult times, sometimes because I've messed up badly, or sometimes, you know, stuff's happened to me, it's because other people haven't given up hope in me. Other people have believed in me. That's what's carried me through. So we're not giving up hope on the planet, just as God doesn't give up hope on us. And so that solar field really is a symbol of hope. And it's also, I think, a symbol of love. We often use the sun as a metaphor for God's love. It's just constantly shining. Sometimes we don't always see it or feel it as strongly because of clouds. Sometimes, like at nighttime, we only see its reflection in the moon. Sometimes it can seem distant, but it's there constantly, indisputably, and we just have a different experience of it. And today, I think it's easy to really feel God's love, right? It's imagine God's love as the sun just shining on us, and we can absorb it and accept it and feel very safe in it. And those panels are just soaking up the sun, and if you like, sharing that love in clean and pure ways with communities and families around here. So as we think about that this morning, let's just take a moment of silence. And you may want to close your eyes, or you could keep your eyes open. But we're going to just feel the warmth of the sun and just imagine yourself in God's love, just soaking up that love, unconditional love. Doesn't matter who we are, where we've been, what we've done, what situations we are in now that might seem dark and difficult. We're going to just soak up God's love. And then what we can do, and I'll prompt us to do this, after we've soaked up God's love, let's just tune our ears in, especially our ears, but perhaps also our noses, what we smell, and if we have our eyes open, what we see, and just take notice of what we hear, what we smell, what we see, what we feel perhaps in the breeze on our faces, and imagine ourselves caught up in God's love, along with every tree, every animal, every insect, every bird we can hear, every bird we can see, every single piece of this universe is held by God, and God is in it, and it is in God. And we are caught up in that. And we are, you know, there's a responsibility we have because of that for sure. But we're also just held in that. And we can imagine ourselves then soaking up God's love and just being held in that love in this very moment. So let's take a moment of silence. If I welcome you to close your eyes if you'd like to do that, or you can keep your eyes open. And let's just soak in the warmth and the light and of God's love in the sun. And as you soak that up, now just open your ears, breathe in the different smells. What do you hear? What do you feel? God, we are so grateful for your incredible love for us. Lord, may we soak up your love like the sun and share it with everyone around us. Lord, as we share it, may we bring hope and peace to those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing another song now, and then Ruth is going to come and explain to us about all the activities we've got going today. So why don't we stand again to sing?
Stumble.